want to post on.
We're waiting for a few people to join in.
Yeah, I'm going to post on Truth Social.
There's like 10 people. We're going to wait a few minutes before we start our very special programming today.
But we are going to talk about the MAGA Civil War. So why don't we start off by getting some of your opinions. Once you check in, let us know that you're in the chat. And then let us know, where do you stand on this MAGA Civil War currently unbreaking between the rightful President Donald Trump and...
And our governor, Ron DeSantis.
It's
been a great governor. But yeah, I don't know if you guys saw my story on Instagram. I was pretty upset. I've been just quiet and observant for a whole week now, I think. And it's really disgusting to me the way these people are turning on President Trump without any grace, right? And that's kind of what we want to talk about, along with a lot of important developments and facts that we didn't present last week. And, you know, I think that the election is still pretty far away. It's not like you have to make a decision right now if you want to. There could, maybe DeSantis isn't announced. We don't know that. Maybe Vladimir Putin blows those up. We don't know that. There, maybe Jesus comes back before that. We don't know that. There's a lot of things that could happen between now and 2024, between now and the primary. But to me, the most atrocious and terrible thing that I've seen on the internet has been all these influencers, some of my friends included. Yeah, some of my friends included, who have quickly turned against President Trump for no other reason than the attacks on DeSantis, right? And granted, as I said last week on the podcast live, about 35 minutes in, that I think optics wise, it looked it made President Trump look a little weak, a little petty, perhaps even a little jealous of the spotlight that DeSantis was getting. Nevertheless, there has been a lot of things have come forward, a lot of things that we've investigated. You guys know that we do a lot of investigative work. We are the type of schizophrenic people that will stay up to 3 a.m. on the phone, just researching the internet, seeing what people are talking about before even having an opinion on anything. And I can tell you right now, and I think Bella would agree, that what we're actually seeing is a psyop. We're seeing a psychological operation.
Once again.
0 days without psychological warfare.
Linda and I are looking at the facts and identifying that there's an active psyop being run on all of us. And of course, we'll be labeled the bad guys. And all these names will be called. And they'll call us cultists and loyalists. And I genuinely don't care. Yeah. You know, just last week, we gave our very raw opinion as everything was going on, that we said, well, it does appear childish or petty or whatnot until you start doing the research, which is what we encourage everyone to do. And then things start making a lot more sense, because the orange man ain't crazy, right? The orange man is not crazy. So I want to let me just put this out to one last source on Truth Social.
Shout out to Reina for the $5 donation. We appreciate you so much. You are always here watching us and supporting us. So we appreciate that. Andy, the Trump announcement was so sad. So I was actually there. I just didn't post at all because I've seen Trump a lot in the past year in different occasions. And the fact that the support for Trump is now seen, I mean, it always has from the left, but like ever since 2020, if you didn't jump ship, you became a cultist. So there's a lot of occasions that I've seen Trump and like, I just don't post it at all. And like the day of I was there the day of the announcement. I don't know why they made it seem like it was a terrible time or sad. It was actually a really, really packed and good event, very high energy. The problem was that Trump was actually low energy himself. And it wasn't that he was low energy, is that a whole week of attacks for right-wing media, a whole week of a meltdown from people saying that I voted for Trump twice, but this time around I would prefer someone else. I want to go back to old establishment GOP politicians, which many of us rejected, myself included. I was not a Republican. I never have been loyal to the party. I joined the Republican Party only because of Trump. So his speech was extremely toned down, definitely not the way that I like to see Trump. I like to see him high energy. I like to see him nicknaming people. I like to see him calling out the fake news media. And as a matter of fact, the entire fake news media was behind me. And he said it at the beginning of the speech was, you know, we're not going to call it the fake news media. Like, this is a classy event. Like, immediately I knew, immediately I knew that it was going to be toned down Trump, presidential Trump, trying to unite the nation, trying to appease his, you know, the GOP, the Republicans, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and everybody that's trying to get rid of Trump. Right. So it's not that it was that he was low energy, is that they toned him down significantly. Something else that I'm sure if you could watch the speech, if you guys noticed, or maybe you didn't notice, is that he did not mention the vaccine. So he kept the vaccine out, and I'll give you some insider information because, you know, I was there and I spoke to people. I've on a few occasions when I've had the opportunity to talk to people close to the president, I've expressed my concerns over the Jews, right? I've expressed my, not so much over the Jews, but over his simping for the Jews and how terrible it does for him, for his online supporters. I wouldn't say that it does for the average person that votes, but for the online influencers who became anti-Jews, anti-pharmaceutical Jews, he's gotten booed before in Alabama. People have come against them, saying they're never going to vote for him for Operation Warp Speed. So I said to a certain person very close to the president, you know, there is a lot of noise online about the Jews and against him and what he says. And it's just not well received. Do I think that affects the average voter? I do not. Because Miami-Dade has a 76% vaccination rate. We are a red state, and everybody wanted to get the vaccine. I mean, at least 75% of people did.
Yeah, people don't realize that.
But I do think, especially with the younger voters, with his more in-tune voters, especially people that are online, that consume all this alternative media about the side effects and the side effects, the damage that it has caused certain people. And I expressed that to them, and they said, well, did you notice that he didn't include that in the speech? And I said, oh, you know, that now that I think about it, yeah, like it was, I guess he wasn't touting the greatest achievement of mankind. It was because he reads the room. He understands now how damaging it has been for at least his online reputation.
For those of you that I want to clarify and give Robert Lee a shout out, she was referring to the juice guys as in the shot, not
not the juice.
We were talking about the juice.
The pharmaceutical
juice, yeah. Guys.
Because we know Billy Corbin's going to clip this and say that we're coming after his people and we're anti-Semitic and call the ADL. Definitely not who we're talking about. But... yeah, I think that...
So let's talk a little bit about the progression, right? Yeah. So the first thing is we gave you guys a very kind of like raw reaction to what it was. And then we start digging. And one of the things that... I think one of the first rabbit holes that we go under, that we go that we start going into, based off the interview that we had with Roger Stone, which, by the way, if you have not caught that interview, please check out our Rumble channel, which is the first debut episode that we dropped. Is only going to be aired on there because YouTube censorship does not permit us the ability of posting the legendary and iconic Roger Stone here. But he had brought up the influence of the First Lady of Florida's Miss Casey DeSantis influence over this potential run for presidency. And so we started researching Casey DeSantis. And one of the most alarming thing is that every single mainstream media source that you can think of liberal, conservative, independent, every single media source is propping up Casey DeSantis as the mastermind behind the DeSantis powerhouse. Mm-hmm. How Casey DeSantis is the weapon that the GOP needs. But alluding to the power and influence that she has over the influence that her husband has within the GOP. Then we also started seeing the other side of the media coverage, which is all of liberal media is pushing Ron DeSantis into the forefront. Now, when we hear mainstream media agree across the pond on one thing, our little truther kind of antennas go up and we have to start asking questions. Why is Vox and CNN and these thousands of other publications that have bashed Donald Trump, even bashed DeSantis within the last year, now praising him as the saving grace of not just the GOP, but almost like the middle ground that we can all meet on?
Well, hold on one second. Angel, can you please pull up the DeSantis headline for a second? Where is it? This is scary to me. Not the governor. I'm not going to be like those people that suddenly start bashing the other side or somebody, you know, just because we need to do that. But I do want to show this to you guys. Let me know when it's up. Is it up? You guys see that?
I'm not.
You see, you don't see. No, it's not on. Okay. There we go. There we go. I want you guys to take a look at this headline for a second that I saw from 2 days ago. The simple reason why Ron DeSantis should run for president in 2024. This is on CNN Politics. CNN has been an enemy of the people for the past 6 to 7 years. We have been trashing CNN, coming after CNN. They have been coming after us. They literally have articles of President Trump about his salt shakers being larger than his predecessors. Like, there's literally an article about why Trump's salt shakers at the White House were larger because of his ego, and then George Bush's were actually smaller. Like, that is how insane these people have been. Now, I have to look at this and think to myself, how is it that they would like this person? Right? How is it that they're pushing this Republican who has had very controversial bills for the media? Obviously, for us, they were pretty standard bills, like the Don't Say Gay bill, which wasn't the Don't Say Gay bill. What was the other bill? They said he was anti-abortion. You know, we have a 15-week abortion ban in Florida, pretty standard, almost 4 months. All the CRT, all the stuff that, you know, we have in the cultural fight. So that cultural fight that they have attacking this man for the past year, because they have attacked DeSantis a lot mm-hmm. in the media, obviously not to the same extent as the president because he's only a governor. But all of a sudden, you're telling me the same publication.
It was just this summer before the primaries.
Yeah.
Just this summer before the primaries, no conversation was hotter than Ron DeSantis being a fascist who didn't want to say the word gay, who was shutting down Disney, yeah. that was jailing people up with his election fraud police or whatever right. it was. Like, it wasn't that long ago that the narrative was that DeSantis was one of the bad guys.
Right.
And now you see the media shift the way that it has, right? Yeah. Which has been the most alarming thing. And then it goes back to last week. Now let's go back and look at the optics of last week.
Angel, hold on one second. Angel, where do I connect my charger?
When we go back to the optics, sorry guys, Linda was trying to charge your computer. When we go back to the optics of last week, the initial reaction is Trump being petty? Did Trump just see this guy take this win in Florida and he became insecure or he became threatened by it? And I can see how that can be the initial reaction until you start realizing and digging into the fact that there has very much been a shadow campaign that's been ran by DeSantis and his people for about the better of the last year for a presidential bid in 2024. when you understand that that has been happening, I understand that there's people out there that are saying, quit with the divisiveness. We just got through the elections, like he very much said. We need to just chill out. The problem, however, is that when you're somebody like Donald Trump, I would dare to say that not only was he not petty, he was reserved. Because it took him an entire year knowing what was going on, and he didn't say anything about it until after the Florida elections were secured. When he saw that Florida had flipped red, that we had gotten our wins, that we had voted red down the ballot, once he knew that that was secured, it is then at that point that he openly expresses how he feels about Ron DeSantis. And just so that we're clear, he hasn't expressed how he feels about Ron DeSantis.
He has not.
What he's let him know is, if you want to play this game, midterms can get really ugly. And for you guys that are usually, I'm sorry, primaries can get really ugly. And for you guys that are not aware, because you're not, you've never been involved in during a primary run, there is no time that's dirtier in all of politics than primary races. Because these are your, this is your own party going against one another. So Trump just let him know, if you want to run, you no longer have the blanket of MAGA to hide under, because I'm going to call you out.
I just want to give a quick shout out to some of the donations that we've gotten. Robert Lee, thank you so much for always tuning in to us. Adam Silva, weekly supporter, thank you so much.
He says, down with the Uniparty, 45 MAGA for life. Some may take the lizard people's bait, but we will not bring the smoke.
Let's go. Let's go.
I love the energy.
We have Real Housewives of Hollywood. Thank you so much for supporting us. Yenny, always so kind to us as well. Hello, ladies. Love you guys. Let's get those Republicans in check. Trump 2024. Don't let the weakness, the MAGA train. It's so true. They want to kill us. They want to stop the MAGA train. And we started pretty slow with that speech, but you know, the snowflakes just have to get, like, little Trump just has to be like this presidential, and he has to tone it down and not curse, because you guys are fucking snowflakes and you cry every single time he opens his mouth. Hablando como los locos, thank you so much. So a lot of people saw me on TV. I just didn't post because I was like so mad at everybody.
Well,
like I just didn't want to deal with people like, DeSantis, you're a paid MAGA influencer. You just want to get, that's what somebody said today. You just want to get your little MAGA Mar-a-Lago trips. Like, you just want to, hey bitch, guess what? On my little Mar-a-Lago trips, I'm able to communicate stuff that you people bitch about. When you guys are bitching on the internet, I take the stuff, and if I have the opportunity to talk to somebody that is next to the president, because I can't directly talk to him, he's over there, and if I have the opportunity to talk to someone and say, hey, listen, this cringe vaccine talk of the president when he gets on stage, it's not doing good online, bro. At least I have the opportunity to do that. But of course, everyone's just a hater. Fairy Princess, thank you so much for your contribution as well. We are, you know, we're just trying to do the right thing. We're just trying to give a voice to our people. As I said on my story today with the influencers, what pisses me off the most about these people, it's not that they stopped supporting Trump, right? They want a different politician. We aren't the same. I was not a Republican. I was a Democrat. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I was on Vice about this. I've been on CNN about it. I've been on MSNBC about it. I was a Democrat, okay, who turned into a Trump supporter a year after his election in 2017. I want you guys to understand that. When they
it's important because one of the main things that they are running, the part of the PSYOP that they're running right now is to give people the impression that Donald Trump cannot win because he cannot win the moderate or the independent vote.
Both of us.
What do you mean he can't win?
Right.
We are the testimony that he can win. I would not give a fuck about politics right now the way that I do.
Me too.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump.
Correct.
And I'll be honest, the very bold things that he said that DeSantis would never say.
Right.
My bigger thing, because for those of you that are unaware, I just was completely blackpilled and just thought two sides of the same coin, and what's the point? We're screwed anyways, until Donald Trump comes in and does base things. I call out the Federal Reserve and say that we need to go back to a gold standard. Like, who says that? The last guy who said that had his brain shot off, which was President Kennedy. So when you hear somebody say groundbreaking things like that, and it's the point I was making on Truth Social, when somebody creates a movement, because it's what he did, he created a movement that brought in people from all walks of life that would have never felt like they had any kind of identification with the Republican Party.
Me.
Correct.
Hello.
When you have somebody to do that, the audacity of these people to think that you can replace a figure like that, an iconic, monumental figure in history like that, with a politician. Just because the politician did a couple of base things, which, by the way, I hate that we need to call those things based.
Because it's such a low bar.
A governor telling teachers that they can't touch, that they can't talk to kids about, that teachers shouldn't be talking to kids about sex up to the third grade. Groundbreaking stuff. I mean, imagine passing some kind of executive order that tells grownups that they can't talk to kids about sex while their parents are not present. Really groundbreaking.
Yeah, I want to address that because I just found that out. But let me just say something about the people that Donald Trump was able to pull in. First of all, there's people like us, and then people like us who bring in more people like us. I don't identify myself with a Republican Party. I've never been a Republican. I was an MPA until 2020. I was a non-party affiliated person until 2020 when I switched my voter registration to vote for Donald Trump. Okay. People like myself who have never trusted politicians. When I voted for Clinton, I didn't vote for her because I liked her or because I agree with the Democratic Party. I voted for her because I was an idiot who let herself be driven by the mainstream media narrative. Thank God that a year later, I was able to see, holy crap, like they're really attacking the president. It's really out of control. This does not seem right. I was smart enough to get out of the matrix, be able to research for myself and say, oh my God, like this is the guy. He is the populist. He is a man of the people. He is fighting these corporations. He is doing this. He is doing that. But to say that President Trump cannot bring in independents and Democrats, what are we doing here? Who are we?
Hi, what do we represent?
Do you see how the Republican Party actually wants to draw people like us out? Do you guys see the game here? How they utilize Trump to make strides in so many different demographics. We're talking about the Latino demographic. We're talking about the Black demographic, even the LGBT. So many accomplishments that this man did by 2020 got 10 million more votes. I asked these influencers. I've been asking these influencers for the past week. If you're saying that Donald Trump cannot bring in more people, if you're saying that more people vote against them, how did he get 10 million more people?
10 million
is a lot. And I mean, that's talking with the discrepancies and the shady stuff that we can't say on the live because of YouTube. We're talking about the shady stuff that they did, and we have no idea if there was even more support. There's a lot of people that actually think that the country is used to be in 2020 in a 70-30%, meaning 70% of people actually voted supported Donald Trump versus 30%. And you could see it if you drove through Arizona, if you drove through Virginia, if you drove through Florida, the amount of love that this man brought. I don't disagree with the stance that DeSantis is a much more calm politician, very important word. And he could potentially bring in a lot of suburbs, right? These higher educated suburban moms that usually vote Democrat and hated Trump, even though he did kind of change a little bit of that in 2020. However, I do not think that he could win votes like the populist votes that, for example, Fetterman got in Pennsylvania. These are like white, blue collar, working class people that really identified themselves with Trump from what he said. It wasn't so much that, you know, he's a billionaire. Obviously, there's a wage or there's money difference. But when Trump went to the, when he went to Pennsylvania, when he goes into all of these states, he goes in there and says, I'm going to tax car corporations. I'm going to tax GMC if they take their manufacturing away from you, the American people, to Mexico. I'm going to tax them 35%. He's talking to the people in the middle of America, which you and I don't relate to. I mean, maybe some of you guys do, but most people don't. Right. And so that's something that I do not believe, right? A person like DeSantis would be able to bring into. He would be able to bring maybe some moderate Democrats, maybe some independents as well. But I don't think the people, for example, that voted for Obama, then voted for Trump, in that, what is that called? The Rust Belt? That's a name.
The survey that they do, the...
No, like those states that are like in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Michigan, like he flipped all those states in 2016 based on the fact that he was a populist. So I just don't think that he would resonate with that type of voter. I do think, however, that he could do better, like people are saying, with the more moderate Democrats that perhaps aren't happier with Biden based on everything that's happened in the past 2 years, but would give him a chance because he is not Trump. That's my two cents. Being impartial. Yeah.
You know, the point that I had made earlier to you today, which is that people are want to compare a lot of the accomplishments that Ron DeSantis had in a post-COVID world.
Right.
Politics changed drastically after 2020. Once we went into 2021, we really started to get a feel of who was willing to push back on the establishment. 2020 didn't really allow for that because things were so chaotic leading up to the election where people were just playing by the rules, including DeSantis, who did shut down, who did push the
pharmacies. Oh my God, that's the other narrative. Please go ahead.
Who did shut down the state. Right. Who did push the pharma juice, said that it was safe and effective, who did say that people who had been present in January 6th need to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. These are things that did happen and are not that based, okay? Now, existing in a post-COVID 2020 world, it was very easy to stand out as based. And the bar was set very low because the only person that was doing based things was Ron DeSantis. Now, all of the base things that Ron DeSantis were doing were coming from an America First platform. It was him staying true to the America First platform that had been created by Donald Trump and within him saying, how can I attract this base more? Why do I say that? We never got an opportunity to see Donald Trump fighting the indoctrination of children with sexual and gender ideology in schools, because that was something that we saw ramp up post-COVID. So when people say, oh, well, we're saying DeSantis did these base things, which let's say the parental rights and education bill was probably one of the more controversial things that everybody was just so excited about and gave him so much credit for, including us. You guys know that there's episodes worth of us talking about this. But the reality is that to say that that's base and Trump didn't do something like that is unfair, because Trump never got to exist in this geopolitical system that has now morphed into in a post-COVID 2020 era.
Well, I think a lot of people have had a very hard time differentiating President Trump from private citizen Trump, which is what he is now. Private citizen Trump has the right to endorse candidates like many other private citizens do. He has the right to start super PACs. Somehow, some way, conservative talking heads are saying, he needs to go away. He needs to go away. You need to shut the fuck up, because you're not going to tell people what they can and cannot do as a private citizen. He is a private citizen. You guys got to understand that, right? Like, her and I can start a PAC. You can start a PAC. The difference is he's got proven track record to get those big dollars to fund campaigns and help fund campaigns. That is the difference. And the network. So that's a thing that I don't understand from these talking heads on the right. He needs to go away. We need to move on from Trump. Maybe you guys want him as president. But as far as him being involved in the political arena, like any other private citizen in this country, especially if you have money, you can do what he's doing.
And he's always been involved in the political arena.
He's given for decades. He's give checks to, he talked about it. He's given checks to Clinton before. He gave checks to Chuck Schumer, the Republican. So I don't understand this sudden hate. I think that a lot of people, what they have is a Trump hangover. And it really comes from the media and the sensationalism behind Donald Trump, because it sells. Being anti-Trump actually sells a lot. of money.
Yeah, look at Anomaly.
Look at Anomaly.
I love using Anomaly as an example because in 2020, all of us got our platforms shut down. Anomaly started talking smack about, and Anomaly, unblock us or whatever it is, because you always act like we don't exist, but you know very well who we are. So you can take this message. If you want to debate me, I'm more than open to having another debate with you. Maybe this time you'll post it, or at least allow me to post it so that people can see our conversation. But you take somebody like Anomaly, who since 2020 has never had his platform taken down, only showed continued growth. Why? Because every single day he wakes up and he shits on Trump because of the shot. Every single day, guys. It's been 2 years and I still have to listen to Anomaly, bitch, about the shot. You don't like Trump? Then move the fuck on and tell us who it is that you are going to stand behind. Because I promise you, you don't have a winning candidate.
Right.
I promise you, you don't have a winning candidate. And if you think that DeSantis is that guy, I'd love to see you explain that hypocrisy to Anomaly and all the other influencers out there that are saying that they're going to turn on Trump because of the shot, which, by the way, I'm going to point it out once again. None of you cared about the shot post-2020.
No one before pre-2020.
You did not care. No one cared. No one cared when moms were fighting for individual right, the right to choose, when the states were trying to infiltrate that for the last decade. You guys weren't there. So to hear these people, like Linda says, be one issue voters now on the vaccine, which is the craziest thing. I want to hear you explain to me the hypocrisy that you're going to turn your back on Trump to support DeSantis, who was also pro shot.
Well, it's funny. I had a back and forth yesterday with an influencer that has gone completely batshit crazy about Trump. And when she was talking about the lockdowns and the vaccine, I said, what do you think DeSantis did? I mean, most politicians were scared. They didn't know what they were dealing with. I don't think that it's this secret society that everybody gathers and says, ha, 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 this is not a real dangerous virus. We're just going to shut them down. And I don't think it comes down. Like, I don't see the governor and other people just meeting in a room and doing the worst things. I think a lot of people were worried. And that's why I never held anything against the governor. He was extremely slow in opening up places like Miami. We didn't have a beach until mid-June. Even when we started opening up businesses, it was a problem. Why? Because when Trump said, I'm going to let it up to the states, then the states said, we're going to give it, leave it up to the counties. And so we had to fight for our freedom in Miami-Dade County and in Florida for a very long time, because they kept locking us down, because they kept having mandates, because the masks were still going on in Miami-Dade. As you guys know, I had a lawsuit against the masks. So you're not going to tell me that Florida was some sort of like free-for-all place. There are only two states in the country that closed down, were Idaho and wherever Christine OM is, South Dakota or North Dakota. So I'm not really sure how these MAGA influencers, this new turncoats, I'm not really sure if the whole election is about COVID, then why aren't we propping up Christine OM, who never closed down her state? Why aren't we talking about the lady in Idaho who never closed down her state? Why is it the other governor who did close down his state? Rightfully so, I think, because there was a lot of worry about what was going to happen, right? There's a lot of people that said Trump should have never shut us down. We should have never gotten this. We should have never done that. First of all, you don't live by yourself in the United States. You're not the only citizen. Your wants and needs are not the only thing that the president is supposed to address, okay? He's responsible for the entire country. That's 320 million people, including those that did not vote for him. You have half the country who didn't want to shut down. You have the other half who are still wearing masks, many of them who wanted to get 1,000 boosters if they could. So explain to me what he should have done. That's what I want to ask Anomaly. That's what I want to ask Jamie. That's what I want to ask all these people.
Anomaly's argument.
That trash.
Remember, I got the opportunity to debate Anomaly. And his argument is that despite Trump did put it on the states to shut down, but that the only reason why the constituents, regular people like you and I, did shut down is because Trump was president and he told them to, and that if Hillary Clinton would have been the one telling them, that they wouldn't have. The problem is that y'all don't realize how weak most people are. And the heat wasn't coming from the president. Right. It wasn't even coming from the governor. It was coming from local police departments and your mayors and your commissioners that were setting up arbitrary bullshit rules using CDC protocol to do it, that were saying that we're going to fine you $5,000 for opening up your business when it was supposed to be shut down, or for having people in without masks, or for not putting little stupid stickers with little arrows on the floors of your business. Like, these weren't decisions that were made by the president. These weren't even decisions that were made by the governor. These were decisions that were made locally.
Right.
Right.
No, they were. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. It's like, oh, well, I think the cringiest part of the entire vaccine lockdown talk, which comes from a few people, is the fact that Trump did go out there throughout his tour last year at rallies, trying to what is
I have
that?
No idea what is going what on is with that? My phone. Let me put it over here.
It's
the feds, bro. They're listening to our conversation.
Wait, somebody said we were more locked down in Florida on vacation 2021 than we were in Ohio where
Thank
we live.
You.
Thank you. We were.
Thank you.
We were.
Thank you because we were.
Yeah. You know, somebody asked a question, I think it was Martha, and I want to get to it because I think it's very important. And I talked to you about this privately. She says, do you guys think there's value in Trump toning down his speeches in blue, purple areas? I just wonder if it may be a way to bring some people over, varying degrees of Trump depending on the area. I think when it comes down, because if he were to address the whole nation, if he is going to be on CNN and things like that, I can see a value a little bit of having a more presidential-like tone. My problem is the media, because even the times when he was trying to be presidential during his first term, the media was always on the way. The media is always in
That's
the way.
That's why I don't want him to change the way that he shows up.
I don't
up.
Either.
Because to me, it's like, he attracted voters by not fitting the bill. And this is something that conservatives so often do. It's like, we're constantly trying to figure out a way to not piss off the media. How can I get you to call me less of a Nazi? How can I get you to call me less of a racist? And realistically, you just got to wipe your ass of all of it, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, I feel like the request of Donald Trump watering it down, which is also so much the DeSantis narrative that's being built, which is that, oh, DeSantis is more presidential and, you know, he's going to be able to appeal to these. It's like,
well, they want to go back to the old GOP establishment.
Right. That's what they use. So what you're saying is that you don't want somebody who says base things. You want somebody to play it nice down the middle, that the media is not going to be able to attack anymore. So that then the media doesn't call you a Nazi and the media doesn't call you a racist, because then they can't call your president those things.
That's what
you're
it
an
is.
Idiot. You're an idiot because that's exactly what they want you to think. They want you to be so scared about the current abuse that you have to endure from them, and you haven't gotten it through your skull that they're going to continue to call you things. That's what communists do. Talk to anybody that has fled a communist country, and they will tell you that the number one tactic is killing your morale. And they do that by calling you names and threatening to get you fired from your job, trying to ruin your reputation. And until you don't learn to be okay with that, I don't know how to tell you that you're screwed in this multi-generational war that we're currently in against globalists that want to take over your sovereignty.
But wait, I think for most people, or most people that don't understand, what's actually going on is that the MAGA base that's split right now, people like Tommy Lauren, people like Candace Owens, people like Ben Shapiro, people like Matt Walsh, all the people that have come out against Trump or said this is our better candidate, I think that they want to go back to the illusion of freedom. What is the illusion of freedom? That they allow a candidate to win, which is what happened with Joe Biden. Now, this is the same narrative I keep hearing from people on the right saying that we cannot win with Trump, which we won with Trump plenty of times, but whatever.
Plenty of times.
But
emphasis on the S at the end of plenty of times.
So
read between the lines.
We can win with Trump, even though he got 10 million more votes and a landslide on the first term, and obviously on the landslide on the second term. We already know what happened. We can win with Trump. Okay, are you saying that we can win with DeSantis because the system is going to allow him to win? So what you just want is the illusion that your candidate is winning because the system, the ballot harvesting, all this stuff that we've been talking about that happened in Arizona this week is going to allow him to win? That's what I don't understand. And what I've asked influencers is, what they say is that It's not that. It's that more people come out to vote against Trump, which they have no proof of. That's just regurgitating talking points. But I want to go back to, okay, it's DeSantis trashing Trump behind the scenes. If you guys notice, and if you go back to January of last year, of this year, sorry, 2022, there has been a lot of bickering from the inside. You catch articles, because I saw one this week from January 2022 about Ron DeSantis calling him names behind his back. Obviously, these are unconfirmed sources. But what's really been happening is that as a politician that is going to run for president or for a position of that nature, you need to have a lot of money. You need to have mega donors, which is why Trump was the person or the the private citizen that was able to afford his own campaign, right? He was able to say, I made my money. I don't need to take a check from the White House. I'm doing this for the country, right? When it comes to people like Francis Suarez, who, by the way, is also running for president or campaigning for president, you just don't know that because you don't know that. You and I don't know that. We're peasants. You guys get what I'm saying? DeSantis, and it's essentially, and it's not him. It's really the people around him. It's not necessarily him. The people around him, his mega donors, advisors, people from the establishment said, you are the guy that would be able to defeat Donald Trump for X, Y, and Z reasons. And in come all these mega donors. Some of them are good. Some of them are extremely shady, have really, how would I put this?
Well, you know,
criminal ties. And Democrat, so if you don't have globalist ties. Globalists, people that have donated to Obama, people that have donated to Jeb Bush, sometimes we overlook these things because if you have a lot of money, typically you donate to both parties and it's not always malicious or anything like that. But what has been said in the media in the last 10 days is that all these donors that are flocking to DeSantis and have tapped them to be the next guy want to get rid of the populist movement. They want to go back to the old GOP establishment that was pro-big corporation, which turned many of us off, if you guys are understanding. So DeSantis doesn't need to put out a tweet against Trump. He can act all presidential and very, very political, very poised. I'm not going to take a dab at Trump. I'm just going to say ignore the rumors. In the meantime,
I'm so sanctimonious. Which is where exactly. The word comes from. Like, oh, guys, we need to chill out. I'm not going to say anything about Trump. I'm going to focus on the state of Florida. Meanwhile, you guys know La Gatica Maria Ramos que tira la piedra y esconde la mano. That's exactly what's going on with Ron DeSantis.
Right.
I was actually looking at...
He's using his media contacts and his mega donors are using his media allies to take dabs at Trump. They've been doing it his whole team. They've been running all these articles against them. They've for sure said that he cannot win, that he should not run for president. So it's inside fighting, and this is the circle, and this is where we are, right?
This is the circle of trust.
This is the circle of trust, and this is where we are, right? Outside. So we see Trump lashing out. We see him calling DeSantis the sanctimonious. We see him writing like 3 pages on truth about how he helped his political career, which, by the way, it's true, and all these other things. And then people are just saying, well, Trump is just jealous. Trump is just jealous because DeSantis is getting the spotlight and his ego, and he needs to stop attacking Republicans. He needs to stop doing this and this and that. It's like, dude, the guy has literally been quiet to not ruin this other guy's campaign. He's been holding it in because he knew
to not sabotage Florida.
He knew what was at stake. That is 100% correct.
Guys, we're halfway through the episode. Please, if you have not subscribed and it's your first time catching us, we are 100% self-funded. No Illuminati, no lizard people. So if you can, support us with a subscribe and turn on your notifications too so you always get the alert when we go live. Thank you for the super chats. I think we've got 2 super chats that we haven't gone over. Just to cover those from Bros TikTok, and that is a 1776 donation. Thank you for that. And he says, mi español es muy malo, pero por lo menos estoy tratando. Me encanta ver y escuchar ustedes, chica. Freedom loving patriot from Minnesota. Keep dropping the truth bombs, lady. 1776 America. And then we also have a $5 donation from the consistent Mr. Robert Lee. And he says, DeSantis es un candidato fuerte. Ha destruido la cultura woke en Florida, pero tengo que admitir que Trump tuvo los resultados que no podemos negar, which basically translates to DeSantis has been a strong candidate, yeah. And he's been a great governor for Florida because he's helped kill where Florida goes to die. But that he has to admit that Trump is the one that can take us through the finish line, basically.
Well, my thing is, you know, when you run for president, you just don't run for president based on what you did in your state or in your county or in your city or in your past job. Obviously, you can list your accomplishments, but when you run for president, there's a lot more at play. You're now stepping into the worldwide stage. We're talking about foreign policy. We know Trump's foreign policy very well. We know how it worked. So many people talk about this man being erratic and being crazy. And oh my God, he's the only guy that didn't put us in a war that entire time he was in office. He's the only guy that was respected by every single world dictator. He's the only guy that was able to respect.
And let me just clarify that he called the dictator of North Korea
a rocket man.
Rocket man, guys. Rocket man. You want
he had a bigger button.
You want to tell this legendary icon to tone it down when he's the only man that's been met in the middle by this deranged lunatic in North Korea, and you want him to tone it down? No, I want more of it.
Yeah,
because it's what works. That's how you get the trolls. You troll them. You break their spirits like they try to do to you, because right. That's what they're trying to do to you. And Trump's got this idea that Trump has to do anything except be Donald Trump. And I'll tell you another thing.
Let Trump be Trump.
I don't think that he's toning things down to appease. I think that really what it is that we're in a time period where things are so sensitive that it truly is a matter of life or death at this point. Can he say something that lands him in jail? Can he say something that potentially ruins his opportunity of being able to run for office again? And it's very similar to kind of the perpetual anxiety that we live in. Like, should we post this or should we not post this? Are they going to take our page down? It's not that you're scared to say the things that you want to say. Is that you have to read the room and you have to be aware that there is a persecution that's taking place. I hate every single last one of you that wants Trump to throne it down.
I do too.
And to be anything else than who he's been since the beginning of his campaign for president. Yeah. And honestly, who he's been his entire life that has led to what, like 98 different rap songs, meeting him being one of the most iconic figure in pop culture. Like, do you not realize that it's been genius all this time? You really think that he needs your advice? So how many hotels do you own
with your name on it? Do you have an Air Force Trump?
Do you have a PJ?
Do you have a PJ?
Do you have a gold
Despicable.
Toilet?
Despicable.
Do you have a supermodel wife?
Despicable.
Then I just don't care what you have to say about how Trump should improve himself, Larry, Michigan, somewhere with your receding hairline, with your couch activism, telling Trump how he needs to be more eloquent while you eat Cheetos at home, bro. No one cares,
bro. Until you get a Trump Air Force One with your name on the side, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. I just don't. That's what I told someone today. I said, do you have hotel names with your name on it? Then I don't want to hear your advice about what a leader should be or not. It shouldn't be. Look at his kids too, but we don't care about his kids right now because honestly, that's not what you need to be a president at the end of the day.
No, let's talk about his kids. Why not? Look at his kids. No, did you see Ivanka at Tiffany's wedding?
Creme
de la creme.
No, but it's like, one of the most beautiful women in the world.
That's why when people are like, oh, Trump is so creepy with his daughter. No, he's not, bro. He's proud as fuck that he made that. Like, he knows what beautiful women look like and he's like, damn, that's my daughter. Like, he's aware of that.
Yeah.
Like the family, we got a crackhead in the White House.
a literal crackhead in the White House that has self-admittedly spoken about snorting Parmesan cheese off the floor. This is the bar. And then you have La Dama de Melania.
No,
icon of Melania, a supermodel. Are you kidding me?
I saw some losers saying that I would prefer Casey DeSantis because she never came out in a cover magazine naked. She was never naked. Bro, shut the fuck up, bro. The majority of you are broke, ugly men who wish you could top that. You wish you would have a supermodel. Look at you. But you're going to settle for a 2 because you're broke and you're ugly. And that's a fact. That's a fact. You can't be demanding. You can't be, please. Stop with the bullshit.
There's a couple of contributions that we want to address. What? So Maria Jose AC, she gave us a 2024 donation to match her Trump and Mostly Peaceful Latina 2024 ticket. I'm just saying, I am here for it. I'm just saying.
Listen, we don't know if they're not going to do what they did to him again. I completely agree with people that we're in a stage right now where I'm not excited to vote. I'll be honest with you guys. Like, I'm not here like, yeah, we're going to take America because I'm disappointed from 2020. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that
ecstatic
that Trump is going to come back and everything's going to be okay. CNN released the owner of CNN released a statement today saying that they were not going to give President Trump that much press. They're already telling us ahead of time that they're going to suppress Trump, okay? Because their whole thing is that because they gave him so much airtime, they helped Trump win the White House. Probably true. I wouldn't say they're wrong. But at the same time, it's like you don't live in a fair and free country if you're predisposing the citizens of who could potentially be their president, whether it's him, Jeb Bush, DeSantis,
they're selecting.
It doesn't matter. They're already selecting. So how could you not be scared of what's going on?
Let's go back because this is a great point, right? And we're talking about how to attack. Actually, before we do that, let me just address some of the contributions that we have. Rebecca Tovar with a 1999 contribution saying, you both always spit facts. Saludos desde Illinois. All right. I love when we get the other states. Robert Lee again coming through. Después de escuchar Vela hablar español, Vela ahora es mi latina favorita. Sin embargo, no diga mi amante. Ella está celosa. All right, Robert. And then we have Jeremiah Batista with a $4.99 donation. And he says, hola, chicas. Been waiting all week for this clap back. Anti-lizard people for life.
Let's go, baby.
And Miss Stacy Valverde with her $40 donation. Thank you so much. Saying mean tweets 2024. Let's fucking go.
Wait, hold on. Mean tweet 2024. Stacy, this is for you. Look at what I found. This is Donald Trump, April 16 of 2015. Ready? He's quoting somebody. If Hillary Clinton can satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? Hashtag 2016 president.
God, I love that man. How can you want him to tone that down, bro?
I was so mad. Like, I was so mad because I'm watching him make the address. I'm watching him be super unlike Trump and calm down. And I turn to my friend and I'm like, here we go. They told him he had to tone it down so the rest of us can enjoy the show because all of you are pussies who stay crying about what Trump says or didn't say. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I have no service in the ballroom whatsoever. When I leave, I go on Twitter. Of course, I go on Twitter. I go on Twitter to find the same fucking loser, conservative ink. Oh, that was so boring. Oh my God, what did I watch? That was so boring. He had low energy Bush. Oh my God, he's so old. I can't believe he's... I'm like... There literally is no winning with Trump. If he's too much, it's that he's too loud. How could he say that? He's crazy. He's not presidential. When the guy tones it down, we have a cabbage, by the way, in the White House. He can't complete a sentence. He forgets. And anyways, and his supporters, his supporters are still standing firm by his side. Like I see people on Twitter all the time. Like, I don't care if Joe Biden is 100 years old. I want him to run again. Like that's how much support this man has of people that are loyal, and you guys have someone, and we have someone that is still clear-minded. By the way, I told Bella today, there's all this fucking dweebs online talking about Trump is old. Trump can pull 10 bitches. You can't even pull one bitch, bro. Trump walks into a room, he spots 10 shorties, he goes, he talks to them, he buys them all drinks, he can talk to all the 80s. You can't even talk to a single girl. Like, you're a fucking loser on a couch talking about Donald Trump is too old. Donald Trump is too old. You can't even pull two bitches at once, bro.
Donald
you
Trump, can, bro. Donald Trump es un pingüo.
Es un pingüo.
End of story.
End of story.
Find me on it. You know,
end of story.
And, you know, end Linda, story. We have brought it up in conversation. Linda and I talk so much shit throughout the week. Like, honestly. Like, someday we're just going to create behind the scenes content and just fill that with, like, all the shit that we talk just in our morning conversations alone.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we're experiencing right now, we saw it happen at a local level. I've spoken to other activists all over the country that can also confirm that they saw it happen at a local level, which is that our greatest enemy is the unit party. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, if you challenge the establishment and you try running for public office, the GOP or the DNC will do whatever it takes to stop you. And a method that they love using is throwing in these proxy candidates in, not because they can win, but because they can split the vote. A very historical time in history that a lot of you might remember was in the 2016 elections, as well as in the 2020 elections, that they did it to a man by the name of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was leading in 2016 and in 2020. And the DNC jumped in, put in 7-8 different people in order to split the vote, in order for their candidate that they had chosen to win. And make no mistake about it, this is very much what is happening right now. DeSantis cannot win against a powerhouse that is Donald Trump. Absolutely. But what they're trying to do is weaken the MAGA momentum. And that is why I can't forgive Ron DeSantis if he runs. I'm letting you guys know right now, not only will I not vote for Ron DeSantis in 2024, Ron DeSantis can burn in shit come 2028 he jumps in and splits the MAGA vote. Not because I don't appreciate what he did as a governor. Number one, I'll also tell you guys this. I'm more pissed off as a Floridian than I am as a Trump supporter because he promised me 4 more years. I elected him expecting a based-ass governor here in Florida for 4 more years. Hold on. I'm letting you know right now.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm letting you know right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm letting you know right now.
No, make her stop.
No, I'm not stopping. I'm letting you know right now.
Dude, honestly, honestly.
Call 45 for life. No, call 45 for life. I'm letting you know right now. I'm not doing this, Linda. I told you last week when we got out of here that I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it with the influencers. I'm not doing it with the politicians. I'm not doing it with the people in Instagram and Facebook. I'm not doing it. It's called 45 for life. I'm loyal to Donald Trump. You people are absolutely mad and insane to not see the psyop that's being run on you by the mainstream media, by Mitch McConnell, by the likes of Paul Ryan, by the likes of the Bush family. They are selecting your vote. They are not giving you the opportunity to elect the man that was already rightfully declared president once by the people. They are selecting your vote, and you guys are such simps. You want the abuse from the left to happen, to go away, to stop so bad because they're hurting your feelings, calling you Nazis, that you are willing to sacrifice your vote for the man that you know can truly run this country because he's already proven that he can do it once before, so that they can stop calling you mean names. Because your president mean
tweets. Well, it's like when they wanted to compromise with the left and be like, just wear the mask. Remember how many people were like that? Actually,
What difference does it make? It's only 2 minutes in the grocery store.
Just wear the mask. What do you guys have to make such a big deal of the mask? That is the same thing that's happening right now. It's like they're holding us hostage. It's like, hey, MAGA, we know you're a big movement. We know he has a lot of supporters. We know that woke actually does not work. Like most people, believe it or not, woke, it's not, they don't like it. You talk to Democrats here, they don't like it. So the solution to this is that we will give you a better president come 2024. This is the guy that we're going to give you. And that's where we're concerned. And we're also going to talk before we go about his mega donors. So, you know, we're researchers.
Yes, let's talk about the mega donors.
Okay, please, Bella.
Let's talk about the mega donors. Oh shit, my phone died. Let me get the charge.
Okay, can I take the floor for 1 second? Do you guys remember that there was a scandal with Robin Hood and AMC? Do
you guys remember that? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Do you guys remember?
You guys remember that all of the nerds on the Reddit boards decided that they were going to manipulate the stock market and they were going to buy this dying stock of the GameStop stock and they were going to stick it to the establishment. And do you guys remember what happened? The nerds won.
And the nerds were winning. Yeah, but the, and these nerds were becoming millionaires. And then what happened? They stopped. Shut down Robinhood so that you could no longer trade the GameStop ad. They literally shut down the open free market on you, proving that the market isn't free, just like the elections aren't, just like free speech isn't. They shut down the public market. And who was responsible for shutting down the public trading?
Linda? Ken Griffin.
Thank you.
Ken Griffin is DeSantis' biggest mega donor. He donates to both parties. He was donated to Obama. He's donated to Republican candidates before. He doesn't really care so much for the culture wars, although he did move his company, or he is moving the Citadel. He's the owner of the Citadel from Chicago to Miami, bought the biggest building in Brickell to be able to bring all his offices here. And Ken Griffin isn't so much into the abortion stuff. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about the culture wars. He cares about safety, obviously, because like I've said before, rich people don't care about politics. I mean, he's just a mega donor. But until crime gets really bad, they start stealing your shit. You can't go out with your Rolex or your expensive watch. You're a mess, $50,000 bag. And then you want to move to Miami because it's a safer city. That is what Ken Griffin is doing. Ken Griffin also donated, I believe, $5 million to a Ron DeSantis super PAC. Once again, the problem with this is that you are going to owe people favors. He's not the only one, though, propping up Ron DeSantis, which, you know, it's interesting because when I'm looking on Twitter to see what people are saying, because that's what I like to do, what are the people saying about this person outside of politics, outside of the whole drama with conservative MAGA civil war? They're talking about him lying under oath. They're talking about him manipulating the market. As a matter of fact, I have all this content of all the protests outside of the Citadel in Chicago against this person, Ken Griffin. Ken Griffin also was on a panel, I think, with Bloomberg Business, talking about the FTX scandal. And he kind of played dumb, saying like, oh, you know, the scandal was about they wanted to get rid of Trump and all this stuff. And I'm like, my dude, that's the same thing you're saying to political. That's the same thing you're saying to all your media allies, including Washington Post, including CNN, including the Business Journal and everybody else, that you're saying that you want to restore the GOP's relationship with big corporation and not the people. Okay, so we also have the owner of Fox News. I think it's News, is it Newsweek or The New Yorker? The owner of Fox News, there's a group. I think I forgot the name of the group right now. I know Trump posted it on his long ass thread about Ron DeSantis. All those people are now against Donald Trump, saying that they're not going to let help him win. They're the ones that are running all these pieces. So as you can see, it's not that the people machine. Are crazy. It's not that people are turning all of a sudden. It's like Jamie said that all of a sudden people hated Ron DeSantis and he became establishment. Well, first of all, love, if you really think about it, he was a politician from the start. He didn't just appear out of nowhere. Like,
the only thing that made him cool was he was endorsed by Trump.
Right, like that was it.
Trump's whole that was song it. And dance, that was it. Implemented it, literally, just look for his 2018 yeah. ads. It implemented the Trump ad, and it's like, then it kind of like washed him a little bit of that like politician type of, you know, persona that he had to get rid of because he washed it through the America First movement. No America right. First, no based Ron DeSantis, just boring ass Ron DeSantis from Florida. There's Casey wouldn't have a future as the next Jackie O like she wants.
I kicked out Art Cass. I had already blocked him from my
But I channel. Wanted him to stay.
No, I'm done with him because this is I'm done. I'm done with this person. I'm done. I've been dealing with this fucking bitch ass all day on my DM talking about the Zionists, the Jews, the Zionists. I'm done. I'm fucking done. Okay? I don't care. I don't care if you think that every single politician is controlled by the Zionists. Zion Don and Zion Ron are the same motherfucking people. They're going to endorse the same people. And guess what? The Orthodox Jews pop the fuck off for Trump in New York. All those Orthodox Jews came down with a drip in their community, and they voted for Zeldin. And thanks to those people, we flipped 4 congressional seats in New York, and New York is not a purple state. Art, it's a fucking loser behind the screen, per usual, just crying about the Zionists on that. I am done with these people. I don't want you on my channel. I don't want you on my channel. If I find you on my channel, I'm going to block you.
No MBL for you.
Come
go home. No MBL for you.
Don't come to our Instagram and do not come to my fucking story like you guys always do, crying about the Zionists. Are the Zionists in the room with you, you fucking schizophrenic? Take your pills. Take your pills and get out of my channel. I'm sick of you.
We're out of here.
I'm fucking sick
but
of you.
But Art did bring up a good point that we would love to go over with you, because people are not that smart and they're actually pretty fucking dumb and fall for just about every conspiracy theory that's put together in a little meme with a couple of arrows. For you people that are brain dead, warp speed was nothing more than a logistical operation.
Correct.
How do you get the shot out to these hospitals as soon as possible so that the people who want to take the juice can take it, so we can open up the country back up? I have heard the most outlandish. Number one, screw you people for putting me through 2020, through months worth of memes, where everybody that's still talking shit about warp speed swore back then that the military was going to force vaccinate everybody with Operation Warp Speed, and they've got enough doses for the entire world, and they're going to pull us out of our homes. You people did that to us, and nothing ever came of it, because again, you failed to look at the facts. All it was logistics. That's all that it was. And for the Q-tards out there that think that it had something to do with human trafficking, please stop. Please, for the love of God, stop, because I've had enough of you people too. I can't believe that I had to go to Truth Social the day after the announcement of where Donald Trump says that he's gonna land on the sword for us 1,000 more times and put himself through 6 more years of this bullshit if they allow him to, when he could be off in a private island with his supermodel wife and his millions, and to have that be met by a bunch of spoiled brat Q-tards, because that's what you are, upset that Donald Trump only announced that he was running in 2024 because you live in the delusion that he's still president and that somehow the military was going to come in. It's got to stop. It is a psyop being ran at every level against us to discourage us and kill the momentum of MAGA and saving not just America, but the free world by preserving America. Such a fucking psyop.
It's ridiculous. Did we have something else about a mega donor that we didn't talk about? I don't think so. You guys, we're getting to the end of the episode. I didn't realize we've been talking now for like 1 hour and 15 minutes. Is that right, Angel? Do you guys have any questions that you want to type? Any questions at all about the current situation? And by the way, I will go to war with you influencers. I'll drag you through the internet. I'll drag you. Okay? You think I'm not at war with the eggheads? I'm still at war with the eggheads, and I will drag you with me again. I'll have a war with you. I'll have a war with the eggheads. I'll have a war with the libtards. I'll go to war with everybody. I was meant for war. Okay?
This is true.
I will fight you.
This is true.
Okay?
Is
you want to go talk shit and spread misinformation about Ron DeSantis never closes down? I will drag you. Okay? Not for Trump, but because you're a fucking liar. Okay? You're a liar. And I will drag you through the internet. And I've dragged people already, side texted them. Okay? I haven't made our fights public yet. Okay? Yet. Yeah, very important word.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to open up the floor for a couple of minutes for questions, guys. Please, if you found our channel and you're liking our content, please like, subscribe. We're live every single Thursday at 9 a.m. Don't forget to check us out on our Rumble. We have our very amazing episode that we did with the iconic Roger Stone on there.
Oh, yeah.
Still trying to get some of the clips out, but it was a really great interview and it's done fantastic on Rumble. But share, like, subscribe, and we appreciate you guys so much. But let's take a couple of questions.
Somebody said something about ballot harvesting. Honestly, I have no idea. I know that a lot of I know Charlie Kirk put out a really good tweet the night of the election, or not the night of the election, like 2 nights ago, about ballot harvesting. And we would find out details. I know that you're going to have to play the game. You're not going to have to go against the machine, especially if you can't change the rules in states like Arizona and Pennsylvania. You're going to have to play their game. So I think we would find out more about ballot harvesting when the time comes.
I don't know why Anomaly didn't post our debate, Christina. It's a good question to ask him. Probably because he got worked when I let him know that it's like, you are wrong and you're grifting off the entire thing. But I don't know right. why he never posted. But he's invited. If he's next time that he's in Miami, he should come on the show and come talk to me and Linda.
He's too big for people. My friend tried to invite Anthony, tried to invite him to channel. And he's just he's so big. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Like, wow.
I'm too swole for the gulags. Wow. I'm so sorry.
Who would you guys choose for Trump's next chief of staff? I think I'm going to just go for Dan Scavino, right? I think that Dan Scavino has proven to be a MAGA loyalist. And I think that President Trump's, if he were to actually be able to get in the White House, it's not that he can't win, it's that they won't actually let him. I think that President Trump is going to come a lot wiser with a lot, you know, knowing that there's a lot of backstabbers and swamp people that he did let into his presidency. Granted, if you come into a corporation, right, let's treat the United States as a corporation because it is a corporation,
because
guys.
It is.
And you start from zero. I mean, look at what's going on with Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk is cleaning house. But of course, there's going to be people that he's going to keep on board either when while he transitions to get someone else or because they're actually good workers. So I'm not sure if the expectation here was that, I mean, I guess it cleaned the swamp was kind of like alluding to the fact that he would get rid of everybody. But there's also your the people around you also help you make those decisions. I remember when I was in Jersey 2021 and we launched the lawsuit against Twitter with President Trump and the America First Policy Institute. And I remember him telling us, and it was a private lunch. There was about 12 or 15 of us, and him saying that, you know, he did made some mistakes when it came to his team or mm-hmm. what is it called? His cabinet. His advisors.
His administration, yeah.
And remember, these are people that have been in politics, some of these generals in the military or, you know, the attorney general, whatever you want to call it, like for years. And so when he's choosing the new secretary of education, for example, they gave him a list of people who are not only qualified, but can be part of the position. He talked about the attorney general, how he wanted Pam Bondi, who's an America First Trump loyalist, used to be the attorney general in Florida. He wanted her to be the attorney general of the U.S. That was his first choice. And she wanted to stay in the private side of things and didn't want to go into the public life again. And so he's like, okay, well, that's my first choice. That's who I right. think I could trust, who would be a loyalist to me. And then the second person was with the glasses, AG general, attorney general.
Barr.
The second person was Barr.
And screw Barr.
And so there are, you know, there is that those situations.
Who would you have as VP? Who do you think? At the top, okay, so three choices, VP.
I think if we had Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake strategic. Is definitely at the top of that list.
I think
for
strategic.
Me as well.
I've never actually heard her speak. I've never tuned into a rally. I don't know much about her, only from the online posts of the people that I follow. But I think when it comes down to being like a true American first patriot, and also the women vote, right? What are you gonna say now? Would you have a women VP?
I personally just to clarify the comments about the Q-tards, I am a Q person.
Don't say that.
I would
that.
Love
don't
to
say that here.
But
please.
I want to see.
That.
Linda hates this.
Oh my God, don't say this.
Stop doing
stop.
That. Stop.
Oh my God.
I would love to see a Michael Flynn vice president. There I said
oh
it.
God.
There I said it. I don't
oh
care.
God.
I don't care who gets oh mad God. At me. And oh my number three choice is Ye.
Yay. Oh, well, that's
number
the,
three
wait,
choice
stop,
is Ye.
Stop. Because Ye would be the perfect one. Could you imagine just two Geminis in the White House? It would just be like a bomb every single day. The problem with Ye is that he would probably leak some important information.
Somebody just said that Ye would leak all of the important CIA documents.
Yeah, like, we're going to attack Russia. And he's like, hey, yo, guys on Instagram, like, guys.
I'm going to go DEFCON 3
on the
Russians.
And you're like, oh, fuck. This guy just shot the whole operation. Bella said that she wanted Michael Flynn. I would never pick Tulsi. I've never been a fan. She is a huge, I mean, maybe she'll change, but she is anti-gun. And I would never pick Candace Owens at all, ever. And I don't think the president would either.
Candace Owens has drawn her line in the sand and she's been very clear. And
she said that she was invited.
Unfortunate.
She said she was invited to the speech, but but I don't know if that's true. Some people were saying that that was not true at all. I wouldn't know. Christine Noem also turned against Trump, saying that we had better options. Oh, so okay. I don't think Christine Noem would be one of them. I think Carrie Lake would be good. Who else? Is that we don't have a lot of options. I would now say DeSantis. I don't want the we just got like this guy in. Like, this is something that most of you, if you're not like a Floridian.
Rand Paul. How about like a Rand Paul?
A Rand Paul would be good. A Thomas Massie would be good. Actually, Thomas Massie would be very good for Trump. Here's the thing, guys, too. If you're not in Florida, I don't understand why you would want your governor to go away after 2 years. Like, we just elected this guy in, and who are we gonna have as a replacement?
Nobody can explain to me why he can't just wait 4 years. Why? Like, because why is they're it desperate. So imperative Hold on. That he
I'm
runs
gonna tell you
right
why.
Now?
I'm gonna tell you why, because I've already had this conversation with people. It's because they think that if we put him in office, we're going to have the America look like Florida. They genuinely think that the president could have the effect of being able to transform the entire United States, including deep blue areas like California, like Washington State, like Oregon, Nevada, etc., into a complete America red country.
Do you think
that is not going to happen ever?
Do you get
By the way, feeling? Ever with Trump or with anybody, like that's never going to happen. The United States, as you knew it, is dead. Like, it doesn't matter if we bring back Trump either. That's what you guys got to understand. The states have power. That is the reason why. Okay, DeSantis was able to try to clean and help our election laws, and Biden wasn't able to do white state, white country mail-in ballots, right? And this was my other problem too with this influencers that were saying, well, Trump could have done what DeSantis did. This is why I don't believe in everybody should vote. Because even you, as a conservative that likes to rank on these libtards, you are not smart enough. Like, that statement that comes out of your mouth, that it processes through your brain and it blurs out of your mouth, you just literally said that only a state governor has the power to change state laws. And Donald Trump was not a state governor. He was president. Then people will say, well, you're making an excuse. Well, that's just the law. I'm not sure. That's why Kristi Noem was able to stay open, right? That's why the governor of Utah or Idaho, whatever, was able to stay open for those reasons. It's called the 10th Amendment. I suggest you read it. I've told you guys many times, should go on Amazon and buy these books and read the Constitution, read the Bill of Rights, and familiarize yourself with these laws and why things happen the way that they happen, right? The same reason we didn't have a vaccine passport statewide, but other places like New York did, because it comes down to the state. So even if DeSantis does come in, these areas with high crime, unless you change the district attorneys, unless you change the mayors, what happened in LA? You had a great person, Rick Caruso, who was endorsed by Kim Kardashian. He's endorsed by Katy Perry. He's endorsed by all these people, still lost against a very radical left person like Karen Bass. And her entire team, everybody that won that election in LA was a far left radical. This is a place that was destroyed. This is a place that has seen the riots. This is a place that has BLM LA. I mean, I follow BLM LA just to see what the hell they're up to. This is a place that has high crime. Three rappers have been killed in LA in the past year over jewelry. And people still voted for a far left government. So why would you guys think that whether it's Trump or DeSantis or Rand Paul, any of this is going to change? Because the change comes from a local and state standpoint. And when you have people that genuinely believe that it's better to live in filth, like Oregon and Portland, not out of Oregon, by the way, I was looking at the Oregon map, and it's pretty red except for like a few cities.
What
like
have
literally.
I been telling you? If you guys want to see one of the most horrifying things to ever exist, look at the election map, and you're going to find that just about every state is predominantly red, with the exception of two or three little pockets or counties that turned blue. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I don't shut the fuck up about civic involvement at a local level.
Right.
Because counties, not states, are driving election results.
Right.
The questionable situations that take place during election time are not happening at a state level. They're happening at a county level.
Right.
And one of the most important, you know, for those of you that ask about our opinions about what's going on in Arizona right now, we're going to have to fight like hell. We're going to have to help our brothers over in Arizona fight locally to get this resolved. And I'll be honest, Trump said it in the speech, and I think it's something that every single last one of us needs to find a way of getting involved with in your local area. We need one day, one vote, one ballot, one paper ballot. The machines need to go.
And by the way, there was a win in Portland. Andy Ngo, as you guys know, Andy Ngo, he's documents all Antifa all over the country. And there was a very far left radical commissioner or city council. It was the woman. She was a black woman. She literally looked like a homeless person, scary as hell. And she was outed out. She was by a moderate leftist. This is where we are. This is where we are in the simulation that we called in life, in the simulation and clown war, where radical leftists in Portland are being replaced by moderate leftists, because you have basically Antifa running the show. And that is why so many people, and I read the comments about Portland. I read it from Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats who are pro-abortion, who are pro-LGBT rights, who are pro, you know, race, whatever, helping different races, or what is it they call it? You guys know what I mean, that they're simping for all the minorities. And they those people are saying Portland is not what it used to be 10 years ago. Like, I'm a third generation Portlander. My entire family has been here, and this place is destroyed, you know? So we are seeing, even in those places, some small changes, because people are tired of their local leadership. But I think that's it, guys. We've been going for an hour and a half. We just want to give you guys a thank you once again for joining us. Don't forget to like this
podcast.
Share
this vent fest, this exposing of the unit party and whack ass influencers that turned on y'all. Trump. Let me tell you something before I end this right here. Y'all ain't got no street code, no loyalty. No, y'all ain't real to nobody. Y'all rode that MAGA train and built your grift off of it and build your platforms out of it. And now you're ready to drop that, man. Yo. And I'll tell you something else, because I heard there was a comment that said, like, well, maybe some of these people are scared to speak out because then they're going to get attacked. Yeah, that's right. Because you don't get to ride the MAGA train and shit on Donald Trump at the same time. Move.
Wait.
The fuck out. To the back.
And also, the other thing too, I saw the MAGA Hulk, which I always thought was so cringe and gay. Like, I thought he was like one of the most, the cringiest people in the world. And, you know, now he's like, just has his name, which I think is a good change. But this guy was like melting over what Trump said. Like, oh, I think it's so this and that. I'm like, bitch, you are so fucking big and soft. Like, how are you so big and soft? It's like I said on my story. Us Latinos, we're used to name calling each other. Our grandparents are calling us gorda y gordo y flaca. Like, most of us probably have an eating disorder because we're just used to our grandparents, even when people are skinny, calling them fat. So we're not that triggered by
DeSantimonious.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. I was trying to understand, like, why is he calling him DeSantimonious? Like,
why do we?
I don't understand. But
Trump has made politics fun because of this very reason. Like, I can't believe that the very people that were memeing the hell of, like, oh, mean tweets hurt my feelings, are now bitching about mean tweets.
Let Trump be Trump.
I'm gonna put it on a t-shirt.
Let Trump be Trump.
Bro.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time. This will be on audio form tomorrow, and also it's gonna stay on the channel like it always does, in case you want to share it. Bye
guys, have a good night.